Rural America at a Glance. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. The latest edition of an annual USDA study shows some of the economic and population trends found in rural America. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Every year, USDA's Economic Research Service conducts a study on trends in rural America.
Basically, we're trying to give some information about the economy and population trends in rural America at any particular time, as well as other trends or things going on that are of particular interest.
Lauren Cusman is a USDA economic researcher and the author of the annual Rural America at a Glance series. As for the 2015 edition of the report,
we considered this to be at least a somewhat positive report this year.
Cusman explains areas of optimism within this year's report, starting with employment in rural areas.
We were seeing the growth in employment. In the past year or year and a half, we did see some growth in rural employment. It came up about 1% over the year that ended in the second quarter.
Cusman adds that employment growth still remains slow compared to rate of growth in urban areas. Turning to rural population, which overall has seen declines in recent years, well, that trend continues.
The trend over the last 4 years has been declines of about 30,000 a year. Over the 4 years, that's an overall decline of about 0.25%.
The report also shows while rural populations continue to decline, urban areas continue to grow, as much as 2 million people every year. The Rural America at a Glance study also looks at education in rural America.
Percentage of adults who did not have a high school diploma in rural areas had fallen from 24% to 15%, which is a pretty substantial change. And we also saw increases in the percentage both of adults who had completed 4 years of college.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.